For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. The River Valley softball team has a game scheduled today at Dodgeville. The River Valley is coached by longtime coach Jane Briel, who talked about her young team making improvements.
Defensively, we know that we've got to continue to work, we've made improvements there. We just need to make more. And they're working on it, you know, they're persevering and making sure that they continue to work there. But I think scoring runs, you know, getting hits with hitters and or runners in scoring position is something that the kids have worked hard on as well. And that's probably the most improvement that we've made all year.
Jane Briel, who says her team is looking forward to the stretch drive now, lots of games in a short amount of time as they look to continue and work toward playing Dodgeville, a team they played pretty well against last time.
We did play well against Dodgeville the first time. We were fortunate to start with them at home, and we really didn't know what to expect a whole lot, and we did. We had a comeback win in the bottom of the seventh inning. And I think that really fueled the kids. I think they got a little bit of a taste of success there with that ball game, and they've continued to work. And I think if nothing else, we're continuing either to compete or to beat the teams that we should be. And that was my biggest goal, because anybody that looks at our schedule knows that I schedule a very, very tough non-conference schedule. And I schedule it to help the players improve. And I continue to stress that to the kids so as to not have them get down on themselves and down on each other if we weren't successful in those ball games. But those games have set us up for where we are right now.
Well, the game today, of course, weather permitting, River Valley at Dodgeville, our next featured Spring Sports Spotlight game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Also for River Valley today, they'll be at Lakeside Lutheran in area soccer. The Richland Center soccer team is at Platteville Lancaster, and the Richland Center softball team will be playing at Lancaster. Track action for Richland Center this week. They were involved in the Southwest Conference midseason meet at Lancaster. And according to Coach Fran Ewing, among the top finishers, Kevin Hernandez was third in the 100, Malachi Fretz first in the 400 meters with a 53.63, while Kevin Hernandez was third at 54.63. And a personal record for the 4x8 relay team, that was paced by Kiernan Culver, Ryan Stadler, Malachi Fretz, and Harrison Carpenter. Duncan Harper also finished strong in the long jump with a 19.8.25. For the girls, Grace Fretz was second in the 400. Danica Pauls, with a 4'8" in the high jump, finished second, and also second in the pole vault with 10 feet her vault. Shot put, Madeline Huber was first with a 32.8, and it was Maddie Huber finishing second in the discus throw. The Hornets will stay busy. The next meet coming up on Friday and Saturday. Friday, they'll be at River Valley. Saturday at Ginger Morey invite as well. Richland Center's track team is coached this year by Fran Ewing.
So this week, after we do the four meets, and then next week we'll have the JV tournament for the Southwest JV tournament, and then it's the Sparky at Boscobel, and then it's conference, regionals, sectionals, and we'll be hopefully at state.
The Hornet track team, like all others in Wisconsin, have had to endure some weather that's been up and down.
Well, it's kind of been hit or miss. So, like, the first one we went to in Lancaster was, it rained, of course. We got there, and it was windy and rainy, and then it kind of cleared off. We were wet all night, but we ran. And then the next one was beautiful. Little windy, but beautiful. Then the next one was just, like, high winds and cold, and then a beautiful one, and then it's just been back and forth. Always pretty much wind. That's been the big problem.
Richland Center head track coach Fran Ewing. Well, it's a busy week for lots of track teams and an awesome meet coming up this Saturday in Muscadet. Michael Hernan has more.
The annual Ginger Morey invite is always a big-time track meet that is hosted by Riverdale. There are many teams participating in the invite, just like previous years at Ginger Morey. The teams that will participate at Ginger Morey will be Riverdale themselves, Cuba City, Fenimore, Waniwak Center, Cassville, DeSoto, Argyle, Ithaca, Kickapoo, North Crawford, Richland Center, New Lisbon, Wazika Steuben, and Seneca. The meet will take place Saturday, May 4th at 10 o'clock a.m. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Coach Brooke Waters of Riverdale looks forward to the meet on Saturday at Riverdale.
It's a pretty big invite on a Saturday, usually really good weather. We come through, and what I like to do is load that meet up, and we usually come home with some plaques. Last year we came home with the plaque for the girls. We took first place, and then it was, I believe, second place for the boys last year. But like I said, we like to load up and get those kids in as many events as we can for our home fans.
Riverdale track coach Brooke Waters and the Chieftains are scheduled for a meet tonight at Southwestern High School. Baseball and softball in the Ridge and Valley. DeSoto is at Ithaca. Also for Weston, the Weston baseball team is at Wazika Steuben, and the Kickapoo baseball team plays at Seneca. Last night in softball, Fenimore defeated Riverdale by a final of 11-1, as the officials moved that game from tonight to last night so they could make sure to get it in. Willie Adames homered twice with four RBIs, and Colin Ray pitched six scoreless innings to lead the Milwaukee Brewers over the Tampa Bay Rays 7-1 in the finale of a contentious three-game series. Milwaukee reliever Abner Uribe, starter Freddie Peralta, and manager Pat Murphy were suspended by Major League Baseball. Tampa Bay outfielder Jose Siri was suspended for three games, a penalty later cut to two, and the Brewer manager Pat Murphy for two. The suspensions were issued by Mike Hill, Major League Baseball's senior vice president for on-field operations. All four were also fined. Murphy started his suspension when associate manager Ricky Weeks led the team against the Rays, and Siri also began his penalty. The Brewers with a 7-1 win yesterday. Elsewhere, Detroit was a victor against St. Louis 4-1, Oakland 4, Pittsburgh nothing, Atlanta 5-2 over Seattle, Philadelphia 2, the Angels 1, Boston 6-2 over San Francisco, Washington 1-0 over Texas. In the American League, Minnesota 10, the White Sox 5, Kansas City 6-1 over Toronto, the Yankees 2, Baltimore nothing, Cleveland 3, Houston 2. In the National League, San Diego 6, Cincinnati 2, Miami 4-1 over Colorado. The Cubs 1, Mets nothing, and the Dodgers 8-0 over Arizona. The Indiana Pacers and New York Knicks have struggled to close out NBA playoff series for years. Tonight, both teams will have second chances to do what they could not do in their respective Game 5s, win and advance. For the Pacers, it would mark their first series win since the 2014 Eastern Conference semifinals. Of course, they're hosting the Bucks. 5:30 start time for that game. 5 o'clock pregame on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Last night in the pro basketball playoffs, Boston 118, Miami 84. Quite a ball game yesterday. Jaylen Brown and Derek White each had 25 as Boston advanced to the Eastern Conference semifinals, beating the shorthanded Miami Heat 118-84. In the other game, Dallas defeated the Clippers 123-93. From the NHL playoffs, Dallas 3-2 over Vegas and Edmonton 4-3 over Los Angeles. With an update on sports, I'm Phil Neave.